You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. It is a Tuesday afternoon. Don Day of Day Weather is here. He's in Cheyenne, Wyoming. We've had good weather for the last week or so. Really beautiful. I think we're going to have a little rainfall maybe over the weekend, but farmers really want to know whether they'll be able to get into the field across the whole of the Corn Belt to get a good start off to the harvest season. What do you think?
There will definitely be a chance for some showers and thunderstorms moving into especially the western and northwestern Corn Belt as we get into Friday and Saturday. Pretty good little front's going to come through. It looks like Iowa, eastern Nebraska, the Dakotas, Minnesota, and then into Wisconsin and Illinois and Michigan as we get into the day Saturday. It's going to be a quick moving front. So we're expecting rainfall amounts to not be excessive, and it's going to be an area in the western Corn Belt that has the best chance of the heavier rains. So while it may cause a few delays, we don't expect them to last long, and we're right back to a very pleasant ridge of high pressure in the Corn Belt Midwest by Sunday, and that should extend through well into the early portions of next week.
Excellent opportunity for producers to begin the harvest season throughout the Midwest. We need to turn our attention to the Southern Hemisphere. While they're in the middle of a change of seasons as well, it's been pretty cold in parts of that area of the world.
It really has. And the Southern Hemisphere, you're not hearing about this on the news at all, but since the beginning of the satellite record, the aerial extent of ice in the Southern Hemisphere is the highest it's ever been since the late 70s. And as they go into their spring season, as they're changing seasons, there's just a lot of cold air down at that South Pole region that's been able to make some pretty big pushes northward into Australia a couple of weeks ago and what we've seen here in South America over the past week.
Enough ice, you think, that it will have an impact throughout the growing seasons?
Well, I think as we go here, probably next 3 or 4 weeks, we'll start to see the impacts of that fade away as their jet stream weakens and they get into their summer pattern. But they'll still be susceptible for probably another 5 to 10 days for these cold shots.
Thank you so much for taking the time with us today.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming. If you'd like to hear Don's comments about the weather or any of the other meteorologists you hear during the week, you can always do that on our website at willag.org. Over on the right-hand side of the page, depending on how you have it laid out, it may be at the bottom of the page, you'll see some menu items, and there are two weather-related items there. You can hear the morning weather from Drew Lerner each business day of the year, and the afternoon weather from the meteorologist that you here during the Closing Market Report, also each business day of the year, posted right there at the website. It's at willag.org. That's willag.org. Have a great afternoon and a safe start to the harvest season. I'm Todd Gleason.